Who would you be?
Can't get it.
I'm going to use that one, I think.
Yeah, use that one. Use that one.
Okay.
Yeah, get that claw show up.
Jordy, that's why you gotta be selective with who you follow on Instagram.
I'm not doing it anymore.
That's
Should I bring out the orange juice, Jordy, so you can top it up?
No, I want like this weak ass.
Just a hint of just orange. You just want a LaCroix. You want a LaCroix?
Sheldon. Okay, so.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party, totally. Today we have with us two guests, one returning and one new to the studio, Maddie Snetzinger and Sandeep Hundal.
Hello.
Hi.
Did I say your name right?
Yes.
You told me you didn't really know.
I also don't really know how to say it. Hundal, Hundal, could go either way.
It's the same with my last name. Dobie, Dobby. Everybody says it differently.
Yeah, potato, potato.
Yeah.
I'll take either.
Potato, potato.
I don't care how you say my last name. I hope that people would say my first name right, but last name, whatever.
Well, Sandeep is a really hard name to pronounce.
Sandeep.
Yeah, you would be surprised.
Really? Like people can't read that?
Sandeep, I'll get, even though my last name is spelled E-E-P. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So strange how people are.
Maddie and Sandeep were both on Friday Night Live, so you might recognize their voices from that. Our number one episode.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so
As
good.
It should be.
Yeah.
Great episode.
Broke all the records. All our huge records of double-digit listens.
And we haven't heard anything yet from Saturday Night Live.
No, NBC hasn't called us yet.
It's coming.
Fingers crossed.
Well, I was thinking more of a cease and desist.
Letter. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Thinking on the drive-in, too. I met you guys on the same show. We all met on X-Files.
Oh, we did.
Oh, yeah. I was also on that show. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Jordy, we were just looking at them. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Jordy was not on that show.
No.
I was on it in the 90s, though.
I even have an X-Files water bottle.
But I worked on the X-Files movie. I don't know if you guys ever saw it.
I did.
The feature.
Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly, for the record, is hilarious.
I bet.
Yeah. The nicest actor on that show by far.
Ooh. I believe it. Okay. Seen anything lately, real quick? Or do you want to skip it?
You start.
I saw Behind the Curve, finally.
Oh, my God.
The documentary about flat earthers.
Oh.
And it made you mad. You texted me.
So mad.
You texted me at midnight.
I was watching it in the middle. I had to text you. I had to say it to somebody because I was going to go to bed angry.
Can't do that.
Yeah, well,
that guy is such a dumbass.
Mark Sargent?
Yeah.
What a loser.
I wanted to punch him right in the face.
Did you hear how because he lives in Whitby Island or whatever? And he's like, well, I could see Seattle, so therefore that was what my flat earth theory was based on, is the fact that I could see Seattle from an island that was it's like not even that far. It's like,
oh my God, I can see Gross Mountain from fucking
that
Falls
means
Creek.
The earth is flat.
Jesus.
Americans.
Anyways, we don't want to get to it, but that show, you watch it till the very end, right? When they do that experiment.
Yeah.
And they prove themselves that there is a curve.
In their own words, like 8 times in the movie, they prove that the earth is round. And then they just don't believe it. Fucking drove me nuts. Okay, anyway. I just wanted it on the record that I watched it and I fucking got really mad.
You're fired up right now.
Yeah, I'm fired up.
I like this version of Clay.
He gets so mad against pseudoscience and anti-science people. Oh, boy. Watch out.
I thought maybe you'd want to mention the documentary you watched.
Yes. Have you guys not heard of it? It's called
The Social Dilemma.
I forgot the name of it. The Social Dilemma.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dan's watching it right now, too.
I quit Instagram over it.
What's the dilemma?
Well, it's all these people that used to work for Facebook and Pinterest and, you know, Google and whatever, and they just talk about how all of it is calculated. They basically put the content on there just to divide people and to change people's behaviors. So all this stuff that's happening right now, a lot of it is planned. So just to get people to be on the apps longer so that advertisers can put more money and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's all
that
it is.
Out.
And I mean, everybody always goes, yeah, no, like I knew that already, but the way that it's, I don't know, you just have to watch it and it explains it. And they know they can manipulate behavior. It's basically like the people who talk about red pill, blue pill, mind control, Bill Gates, this and that. It's like they think that it's the vaccines that are controlling us, but really it's we're self inducing this to ourselves because it's the phones that are fucking controlling us, I think. And I think the more we look at our phones, the worse off we are.
You can follow us on Instagram, The Propscast.
Okay, besides that, though.
Find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
But even if people like just listen to our podcast and see us on Instagram, I feel like it's the rabbit holes that everybody goes down.
It's the rabbit holes, yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, if you are a person who's on Facebook or on Instagram and you're just using it to, you know, connect with friends, connect with family, how it was originally intended, but it's grown so much because they realize how much the mass control can.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm still about, like, you know, having a phone, and I just don't want to be on. When I was in the pandemic, when I was in the lockdown, it said my daily average one time was like, you're on 10 hours a day.
On the phone.
And I was like, all right, I got to.
On the screen time app?
Yeah, I got to change my life.
Right, I was surprised that they added that to the phone.
Yeah, who wants that on there?
No one wants that reminder. I was like, Apple probably doesn't want it on there.
I think they have to. It's like the ingredients on the back of a box.
Yeah, the nutrition.
Health Canada. I don't know.
Fat. Also, 23% sodium, 56%.
Also, quickly, I've been watching Cobra Kai.
Oh, oh God. How's that?
It's so fucking awesome. I can't believe how awesome it is.
Really?
I was the same way. I was like, oh, so stupid. But I gave it a chance, and I love it. I can't believe how much I love it. It's so kind of bad, but good. And like the acting at first, you're like, oh my God, these people, like, they're not great. Like Ralph Macchio, William Zabdick, whatever the guy's name is, who plays the lead guy. Because it's like he hadn't done anything since The Karate Kid. He probably did, but it feels like he hasn't. Now he's like 50 years old. But it's so good. I can't stop watching it. Anyways, I digress. You guys, what have you seen lately?
TV mostly. I was watching I May Destroy You on HBO, the Michaela Cole show.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Good?
Loved it.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
I've heard of it.
It's really interesting. I think she's such an interesting writer. And like of all shows I've watched, I could just never predict what was going to happen next. And it was very like gray area. Every character was both, you know, like the hero and the villain. So
it's very much a drama though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like, I would say it's like a black comedy as well.
Right.
Yeah. It's like as surreally funny as it is dark.
Yeah, it's the kind of show that I see and I'm like, I want to watch that, you know?
I would recommend it.
That's on HBO?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the crib.
Maddie?
Well, I wasn't expecting this, and I've been watching a lot of bullshit TV.
That's okay.
So tell us about it.
I just finished all of New Girl, which I don't think I'd ever watch. The early seasons, I was the like early laughing seasons out loud.
Really good.
Like, yeah, it was great. And then they did a final season, which was fine. It was like the wrap up.
How many are there altogether?
Seven.
Oh, wow.
Six or seven. Then I've been dabbling in The Simpsons
because Disney Plus.
Yeah. But I started last night the table read for Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Did you guys see that?
No, I saw something pop up on my phone.
Yeah, that's it. With Brad Pitt or something.
It's like Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, but the star is Shia LaBeouf. He is so weird and so funny in it. I only watched the first 20 minutes because then I need to rest up to come here.
So they're just playing the parts of the people in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah, it's just... And it's like all on Zoom and they're all like little.
Is it like for it's like a charity thing? Like yeah, they're just reading out exactly. Reading the script.
But it's so like so star studded and like everyone was freaking out because of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. And mm-hmm. I don't know. It was funny. I got
to watch that. I'm interested to who's playing who. I've seen that movie.
You love that movie.
Times. See, yeah. I've never seen the movie. So I'm kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
Well,
here?
I was going to use it today as one of our topic movies, but I didn't know if you guys would have seen it. Because it's quite
so
old.
Long ago that it doesn't even count. I don't remember anything.
That's the same with me. Yeah. I'm like, I watched it when I was like, I don't know, 12. And I'm like, I don't get it.
I watched it at the time mostly because it had nudity in it. I'll be honest.
Should we all watch it tonight and then report back and see?
Well, you could. It's very good. Like it holds up. It's very 1980s, but it's, you know, there's a lot of great people in there. Sean Penn is like a burnout surfer. And there's lots of old school like people that you'd recognize in it. Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know she was in it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, it's good. It's a good show. Cameron Crowe wrote it. I can't remember who directed it. I think Cameron Crowe wrote it.
This is why we need an assistant.
Okay, but anyways, are we going to get into
it? Let's get into it because this is going to, I think we're going to go long.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah. Okay, Jordy kind of came up with this.
In light.
Based on something I said. Yeah.
Well, a few episodes ago, our survival movie episodes.
Yeah, of all.
I said to Clayton, I go, hey, so from the cast of The Breakfast Club, who would you be, Clayton? like what character in that show would define.
And I said Molly Ringwald.
It's so on point.
And I fucking at first I went, oh yeah, oh, and then I just burst out laughing because I'm like, that's totally not you at all, like for so many reasons. And we laughed about it. It was a hilarious bit. So then we thought, let's make a whole episode about who would you be out of these different movies that we're going to name today.
Yeah. Ensemble casts.
Ensemble casts.
Or like character groups. Famous character groups.
Exactly. So we brought in Maddie and Sandeep to join.
We actually, I don't think we told you, but we were like, Jordy was like, we need to have two guests for this one. Yeah. Who should it be? And we both texted at the same time. Maddie and Sandeep? Question mark.
Aww.
Yeah,
it's an honor and a privilege, man.
Question we're mark, heart XO.
Heart XO. Emoji with the head exploding. That's my favorite. That's my favorite one. Okay, I'm going to go first.
I thought that was hair. I thought that was a wig.
Oh, no, it's a mushroom.
Because I need glasses, right? And the emojis are quite small. And I'm like, why do people keep sending me the guy with the curly hair?
Is it time to make your font bigger, Jordy?
It's close. I'm going to be one of those guys on set that gets the big sides pretty soon.
Oh, no.
Do you guys still get
sides? Give me the big sides.
We don't.
Oh, I haven't even started shooting yet. Really?
Sides are gone.
Oh, yeah, we still
no
get
hard
sides.
Copy call sheets.
But is there hard copy? Is there email call sides?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Then you just need a big iPad.
You got to get a new phone. You got to get one of the big boys.
I'm just going to get like a 62-inch television on my card.
You could also get glasses.
Vertical.
TV's cheaper.
Just swiping it. Okay,
he has glasses. He just never wears them.
Yeah, I need glasses. Okay, so we're just going to start going around the room.
Okay, I'm going to start.
Mm-hmm. You go.
I'm going to name a movie. And then we'll go around the room and this is going to be hilarious. I'm going to go with an easy one. Okay.
Softball.
I'm nervous.
The Lord of the Rings. The Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So from the first one when they take the ring before they get split up.
So I can be Gandalf the Grey, but not Gandalf the White.
You can't be Gandalf the White.
I'm fucked.
And
man,
you can't
fucked.
Be Lady Galadriel. And you can't be
last one.
Hugo Weaving's character.
I can't be Smaug.
You can't be Smaug. I'll make an exception. You can be. You can
I was like,
be
we've
Smaug.
Seen you.
I don't
want to
be
Smaug. Sure
why would I want to be Smaug?
Sandeep,
don't say you've never seen it.
No, I have seen them. I just wasn't a huge Lord of the Rings fan, but
well, based on that,
who was Arwen? Was that the woman?
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
Yeah, she was pretty hot. I liked her.
Technically, she's not part of the Fellowship.
No, Sandeep and I just walk out right now. We're like,
I'm like,
we thought this would be fun. Never mind.
There's gonna be a lot of that this episode. No, yeah. I'll
maybe,
accept that answer.
Yeah, or maybe Gollum, because I too would go to great lengths for jewelry.
Whoa. What a great answer. Like, nobody would pick Gollum. He wasn't a part of the Fellowship either, technically.
No.
But
no, but that's okay.
What's the difference?
I need to pick one of, like, the main six or whatever.
So, it's when they leave Rivendell and they're taking the ring to Mordor. So, it's Gandalf, the four hobbits.
Okay, I'm fine.
Gimli.
But
Legolas.
Gimli.
Can we just say from the movie, though?
That's it. Oh, and Aragorn. Yeah.
Can we just say
from the movie?
Okay, of all of those,
I'm not talking
like
about the books.
No, but it doesn't have to be the actual Fellowship, does it?
No, fine. Just from the from any of the movies. Then we'll open it up wide.
The Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus the Hobbit.
Of all of those listed, I would like to say Aragorn because he just seemed cool.
See, and he's in the Fellowship, so that should have been your first answer.
Okay.
We're going to get in a fight.
I'm just
teasing.
I'm
going to pass this on to Jordy now.
I'm just teasing.
I'm, I know this is going to sound weird, but I think I want to be, that's a tough one. I think I want to be the Witch King, though. I know he's the baddest, but like, I don't know what it was about those fucking guys. I just love those guys.
The Witch King, hey?
Yeah, dude.
You're not talking about Sauron. You're talking about the one that rode the flying thing.
That got killed by the,
by Miranda Otto.
Yeah, well, Arolin, or I know they had similar names, Arwen.
I don't know. I can't remember her character name.
But yeah, I love that guy. He was scary. He was, like, huge. Mm-hmm. He rode those crazy fucking dragon things, whatever they were. Yeah. I know that's weird. I also like Legolas. Not gonna lie, when he like did the rail slide on the shield down the stairs, I was like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all wanted to be Orlando Bloom at some point in his career.
And then
we?
Where did he go?
I don't know. He got married to Katy Perry.
Knocking up Katy Perry. Yeah.
No.
Get out.
Yeah.
They just had a baby.
Wow.
Is the baby elvish? Probably.
But elvish?
You'll have to get Elvin? Back on Instagram to see.
No, mine is the Witch King. Maddie.
So it's been a minute since I've seen these, but I'm pretty sure I'd be Pippin, the Hobbit.
Oh, nice.
I'm all about second breakfast. I generally just tag along and I'm here for comic relief when I can and I just want to have a good time.
Right.
Have my buddy with me because he's not Dominic Monic.
No. He's the other one. He's
Mary
the other
one. Is Dominic.
Yeah. I think I'd be Pippin. I'd be down to hang out with Dominique. He seems dope.
Yeah.
I like this for you.
See, that's who I picked too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, then I'll be the
other
one.
No, we can both be Pippin. That's
but
okay.
No, if I'll be the Mary. Other one, then we can hang out.
I'll be Mary.
We're going to have a good time.
I like that actor. What's his name? Dominic.
Dominic Monaghan?
Yeah.
I like him. He talks over the side of his mouth.
What? I worked with him, yeah.
Good dude.
I had such a crush on him for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, good guy, yeah.
Would you work on?
On Wolverine.
He was in that?
Yeah, he was like the guy that had the...
Fire
he
guy.
Made, no, he made electricity happen or some fucking thing. I don't know, man. When are they going to run out of powers for people? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like when I was watching Project Power, I was like, oh, like they couldn't think of, they can't think of
Steam
anything.
Steam Man, that's mine.
Steam
power
Man.
Power of Steam.
Guy who can make cotton candy out of his hands or something.
He's like the reverse of Frozone from The Incredibles.
Yeah, exactly. He turns ice.
He needs water around, but he just makes it into steam.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Sandeep, your turn to pick the show.
Okay. I thought this one would also be easy, and spooky season is approaching, so yes. I want to say The Addams Family.
Oh,
good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I go first.
Mm-hmm.
Do, 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 do.
You rang.
Jordy just did a little thing hand.
That's my impression of Thing.
It's good.
It's like, hey, can you do movie impressions? Yeah, I can. Have you seen The Addams Family?
That's Thing.
I think I'm going to go with Uncle Fester. Partially because I'll probably look like him when I'm really old. And, you know, he was a fun guy. He could make electricity happen.
With the light bulbs.
Right? He put it in his mouth.
When in the movie, when he did that, as a kid, I was like, how the fuck did they do that?
Like, as if it was so...
Like, in real life? Yeah. Like, how did they turn that light bulb on in his mouth? I still don't know.
Movie magic.
Now, have you guys have seen the series?
I haven't seen the super old one, I don't think.
You're just talking about, like, the 90s movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Addams Family and Addams Family Values.
Yeah. There's another one that's coming out, isn't there? A cartoon?
There was a, it's a 3D animation, right?
I didn't see it, but I saw the.
I didn't either. It was always posters. On Apple TV.
There was also a show in the early 2000s. I watched
like a cartoon
kid.
One. I remember
no,
that.
No, it was live action.
I remember there being a cartoon one, but maybe I'm thinking of Beetlejuice.
Oh, maybe.
Me? I think I'd be Cousin It. Clayton, just like no hair. Explanation.
Just okay.
That's it. Like, what else could I say? He doesn't. He's got cool sunglasses, a lot of hair.
Was he in the movie? Because, see, I watched when I was a kid. I had a
They have
satellite.
A party.
And he comes.
Why did they throw a party? Oh, because Uncle Fester returns.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they throw like a family gathering and Cousin It shows and it's wearing the little sunglasses.
Right.
That's me. No, that's Maddie. And didn't Cousin It come out of like a weird car?
Yeah.
It was like that same.
Like a little Peugeot.
That
or
weird
something.
Car that Steve Urkel had on.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? You know, it has the door in the front. It's like three wheeled.
Like a Robin Reliant. Or it's some British car, isn't it?
I don't know what it was. Smaller than Mr. Bean's car.
Fuck, speaking of Family Matters, that would have been a good ensemble cast. But maybe somebody didn't pick it. Maybe somebody did.
We all said Urkel. I'd want to be Gomez.
Oh, my gosh. Is that portraits
that.
Of me on your wall right there?
Yeah.
I just noticed Clayton has three little... Yeah. Is it Cousin It? It's like
it's
little...
It's kind of a... Yeah, it's sort of Cousin It, but it's not Cousin It.
Okay, so Clayton, why would you be Gomez, though? What is your explanation?
I don't know if I would be him, but I'd want to be him.
Right.
Because he's suave and he's like a good person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like a good husband. He's just like a good person.
Right.
As good as they can be.
Yeah. with also being like super morbid and everything.
Yeah.
Also, I just don't identify with the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm not spooky enough to be Wednesday.
And you're not fat enough to be Pugsley.
Yeah. what was his character traits?
No. He was Wednesday was always just fucking with him.
Yeah, he was just sort of submissive. A punching bag for. Yeah.
He was like Wednesday's muse. He was the sub. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he had any character traits besides that.
Mopey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Sandeep.
I wonder who Sandeep will be.
The obvious answer would be Wednesday. I dress up like her every Halloween. But truthfully, I think I'm not quite as nihilistic as Wednesday. I think in my heart, I would actually be Morticia. I do think that. I know. Shocking.
I know. I can see it.
That was also my answer for you.
Yeah. she wears like the cool bell sleeve. She's like, you know, you've grown a good into matriarch. Yes, I've grown into, I'm a late in life Morticia.
Yeah, fair
but
enough.
I will still dress up as Wednesday in the production office every Halloween without fail.
Oh, really?
I have the dress. It's an easy costume. It's not like scandalous at all for the office.
Now that we have to wear PPE and shit, like, I don't think I can. I have to wear a face shield and a mask.
You never dress up anyway.
No, I don't, but this is my excuse. Yeah.
This Sandeep year. And I bought matching ugly Halloween sweaters.
So oh, nice.
We do that. Well,
I just ordered a Halloween mask, too.
Nice.
Oh, like a... Wednesday? Like a Halloween face, like a scream mask? No, or
like a moist mask.
Ew.
A moist mask? Justin Trudeau's like, man, make sure everybody you wear your moist masks this weekend.
Moist mask.
That's a band name right there. They're gonna be playing Hunker Down.
Oh God.
Okay, Jordy.
Okay, now I don't know because
you're up, fella.
I was gonna do.
I think we should say just before you say your next one. I think we should say if someone doesn't know the show or is stuck, we should all be helping them out. With a suggestion.
Give our suggestions.
Because there's going to be... I know I have some on my list that you guys probably won't know.
Cool.
And let's try not to be mean about it.
Yeah. Right? Unless it's me, then you can be mean because I'm the butt of that joke.
But don't be mean. I've seen nothing. I will cry. So.
Okay,
first
I'm gonna
cry
say,
on the podcast, guys. First cry.
My first one is going to be The Goonies.
Yes.
I hope you've all seen it.
It's one of my favorites.
You haven't seen it?
What?
I'm sorry.
Okay,
so you can pick a character for me.
This
we will.
This changed our friendship a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, how old were you when you saw The Goonies?
Like, I've 25. Probably seen the movie every year since I was like 4 years old.
Okay, so do you know what was on my TV when I was growing up since 4 years old? Indian, Bollywood, soap operas, and movies.
But is there a Bollywood Goonies? And if not,
not that I'm aware of.
I'm just surprised I didn't know this about you and I haven't made you
I'm
watch
sorry,
it
give
yet.
Me a break. There's a lot of old movies I haven't seen because I didn't watch them when I was a kid.
It's okay. There's no judgment here unless it's towards me.
There was a we'll lot of judgment from Maddie.
I did. Sorry. I could see the judgment.
But you know what? But this is a golden opportunity because how magical is it to watch some The Goonies for the first time?
I still own that on VHS. We could watch it on VHS. Bust it out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down for this. So... You guys will have to pick a character for me. Anyway,
okay,
go, Maddie.
I thought about this because I figured this movie would come up, and I think I'm going to have to go with Mouth.
Nice.
Not 100% sure why. I loved Corey Feldman in that movie and was so sad.
When
I found out what he grew up to be, but...
what did he grow up to be?
Kind of a creep, isn't he?
No.
All right.
Did he die? Am I thinking of
no, that was Corey the other Haim. One. I don't think Corey Feldman's a creep. I mean, I'm not.
I redact it. So yeah. Sorry. Don't want to.
I think maybe you're thinking about somebody else.
Oh, okay. No,
he's like married and normal and sort of, you know. Oh, okay. I mean, he's still a Hollywood child actor, but he's doing fine, I think. I mean, I don't talk to him on a regular day basis. But
do you know him? Have you met him?
No, I wish. Barker and them worked on The Lost Boys 4 or whatever that one was.
Lost Boys 4?
Yeah.
What?
And this there's a TV series about it now, too.
Oh, they've been trying to get that off the ground for a while.
Forever.
Yeah. Now, why didn't they shoot that here?
They were
shot
going
the pilot, and then they had to reshoot pilot, and then...
Because it's the people that did iZombie, I think, right? Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this. Is it all confidential?
We heard about it.
I mean, I didn't work on it, so...
I didn't either.
There we go.
Okay, you're going to pick Mouth just because he was so funny. And remember when he was speaking Spanish to the lady? Fuck, that was a good bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
And he's like, the chains and the whips they keep in here.
In the attic, you can't go up there. I think like Mouth is who I wanted to be as a kid. Kind of like the sassy kid who gets up to trouble. Yeah. Wasn't what it was at all, but yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
No, for sure. Understandable. Clayton?
Data.
So good.
So great.
With the gadgets.
You love the gadgets.
I love the gadgets, man.
You do love gadgets.
His reveal then, with the Indiana Jones song, and he's when he's getting into the house, and he has all of his...
Yeah.
So good.
Da-da-da-da.
And then later, when his dad is there, when they're all on the... Oh. In the spoilers, Sandy, and he, like, opens his coat, and he has, like, the camera tripod built into, like, a belt, and you're like, oh, he's so just good. Like his dad.
So good.
Yeah, you guys will just have to pick a character for me.
I'm going to say...
And I'll watch when I get home, and...
I don't know. Maybe Andy... kind of a
what's the lead guy's name, maybe
the lady guy.
Oh, I actually did think of what I wanted my answer to be, and I just remember what it was.
Okay,
I wanted to be you. Yeah, can I go back?
Mama Fratelli.
Yes. 100%.
You get the bonus prize from my round. I don't know what it is yet, but that was what I wrote down. Or bonus prize for someone who picks the old mom boss Fratelli.
That's me. I was like 100% Mama Fratelli. Damn it, I wish I remembered that earlier. Who would you be, Sandy?
Maybe
the older brother?
Brand? Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin's character.
He has a great crop top look.
Great. <It's> I'm on board.
Clayton. Oh, no.
You already went.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Sloth for myself. Here's why. No, I know he's
bald.
I know he's deformed. And I know that.
Heart of gold.
But I'm saying exactly. He has a heart of gold. He loves to eat. And he's really strong. And he's got them out of the cave at the end.
Yeah. You like your baby Ruths.
I love baby Ruths, dude. Love them. And here's the thing, though. I love my favorite character.
I love that Sandy's laughing because she has no idea what we're talking about.
Can you give us your best? Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys. No, but my... I did love Chunk in that movie. Like, loved him. Like, yeah. That kid was such a good actor. Like, remember when he runs up to the Jeep and the lights are off? And he's like, and he's all out of breath. And he's like, oh, my God, this is all happening. The Fratellis are after us. And he's like, and then he flicks on the light and he just goes, and he starts singing opera, whatever the opera is. Fuck that.
The blender scene?
Oh.
And he's like, the worst thing I ever did.
Puked off the balcony and blamed it on my dog or my sister or whatever. Fuck, man. That kid, he's now like a Hollywood lawyer, that guy. Isn't that funny? Like, he grew up to be like an entertainment lawyer. And he's like a big player. Down in the strip. I don't know. Okay, Maddie.
Look, I even had Goonies on my list. And I had
I had Lord of the Rings on my list.
No, but like I had Mama written down there. No,
Mama Fratelli. He's just totally spaced.
I just totally forgot. Mama. Okay, I'm going to go with something a little film related just for fun. Tropic Thunder.
Oh,
such a good cast. So
I was like, film related. These are all films on TV.
Fuck. I'm up, aren't I?
Yeah.
Wait, I have to. Okay, who's the assistant to Tom Cruise's character?
Bill Hader.
Yeah, that would be me. I think that would be me. Or Matthew McConaughey.
Tug Speedman.
Yeah.
So good.
No, he's Ben Stiller.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Tug Speedman's lawyer.
Yeah,
or
Tug
Speedman's
agent. Yeah, that's right.
I got you, TiVo.
When he's playing the Wii in the office.
That was one of the best movies.
Oh, man.
So good.
Okay, Clayton.
I just went.
Okay, Sandeep.
Robert Downey Jr.'s character, I'm going to just say.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, just so going to throw it out there.
What was his name in it again?
Could not tell you.
Fuck, I have it written down.
I remember watching it. Like when it came out, so I was like in high school, and I was like, I thought Tom Cruise was in this movie. Like, what
He's
happened
like
to him?
Unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm. Then when the credits rolled, I was like, no fucking way. That's so good.
Jordy, what's going on over there?
Hold on. I'm just trying to find my notes. Brotes. Kirk Lazarus.
Right.
That's his name.
Oh, yeah, right.
Great name.
That was kind of controversial. At the time, people were like, okay with the blackface. But then later, I think people were like, was it?
Early 2000s was a special.
But
yeah,
isn't it kind of taking the piss out of the whole idea of.
It was.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, was self-aware.
This is how it stupid self-aware. It is.
However, the act of it is pretty forbidden.
But it got him an Oscar nomination.
Did it?
Yeah.
for that?
I'm 90% sure he did.
What?
We need a fact checker.
I'm on it.
Where's Cabbage when you need him?
Yeah, he's fucking not home. Or no, he's not. He's somewhere else.
But cryptic. People, yeah, but, 2009 Best Supporting Actor, Tropic
Thunder. Wow. No way. Oh my God.
So yeah, I want to be the Oscar nominee. Is that fine? Yeah,
that's understandable. That's fair.
Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't even know who I would be. I know. I want to be Cody special effects.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, you're Danny McBride, 100%.
Danny McBride's character.
Mother Nature just pissed her pants.
Yeah.
He lost a finger on Driving Miss Daisy.
That was such a good bit. It was so good too, like that what the beginning when they're doing that scene, you don't really know what's happening yet, and then you see it happening. Oh my God, that's funny.
He's just like, he's gonna push that plunger down no matter what.
Like, that's so not how it is on sets, but
isn't it?
Not really.
Not with explosions.
It was very over the top. And they would never explode something without ever, like, you know how they get when they do explosions. It's super fucking controlled and safe, and they're check about 700 times before they actually do it. Okay, everybody ready? It's not like they're like, oh. Although I did see an explosion go off by accident one time. It almost hurt Dean Cain.
Yeah. Superman?
I'm not going to say what show it was, but yeah, it was crazy. It's like we were doing a rehearsal, and he's supposed to go to this car and grab a first aid kit and then walk away. So they're like, okay, rehearsing. And then he grabbed the thing and the fuck. And he was a safe distance-ish. He was like, you know, 20 feet away, and the thing went off. It was just a gas bomb. So it was just a flash of gas.
Just a gas bomb.
But it was like, woof, right?
Or what about on set when there's supposed to be an explosion and we do all, everyone's like, okay, three, two, and then it doesn't nothing happen. Happens. And everyone's like, what? Like, we can't go in there. We don't. I think that happened on X-Files.
Yeah, it did. Right. All the windows.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to blow up like 30 windows and like two went. And everyone's like, ugh.
And the two casts are like standing there being like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, they were all in the rooms.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, God, I have so many on my list. Let's do Ninja Turtles. Just the four.
Did we just both look to ourselves and panic, Sandy? We both like,
just the four? These.
Okay,
we can't be fucking Krang or Rocksteady.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
I need a refresher on the characteristics on all four
okay
of them.
I know nothing about the Ninja Turtles.
I've seen
Donatello was the leader. No,
Leonardo was the leader. Leonardo was the leader. Donatello was the smart one.
Yeah.
Do you want me just Raphael to give was them the, to you guys?
Yeah. This round, Jordy's going
to... Clayton's Donatello.
No, I'm Michelangelo.
The party guy?
Yeah.
I was going to give that to Maddie.
Nunchucks.
I was going to give it to Maddie. I was going to give you Donatello. I was going to give Sandeep Leonardo the leader. And of course, I'm Raphael, the asshole.
Yeah, actually, the bad boy.
Actually, I think that was well done.
I'll right? Take it.
Okay. I was going to appoint myself Leonardo after hearing your description.
Fuck. Awesome. Done. Sandy, you're up.
Thanks, Jordy.
I wish that we could have picked other characters, though, because I would have picked Casey Jones if we
of
were
of course you would have. Yeah, yeah. Everyone wanted to be... Whenever you played Ninja Turtles, someone always is Casey Jones, because they're just
the
like...
Girl? No, Casey's the dude. April's the girl. The
April O'Neil. The girl, yeah. Casey was the guy who wore, like, beat up people with hockey equipment and shit.
I want to be...
Sports equipment.
Is he in the yellow outfit?
No, that was April O'Neil.
She was the news reporter.
And there's also the ancient rat.
Splinter. I wanted to be the rat.
Yeah, like so old. Like
so old.
So old. That's all I think about.
And then he fucking... the movie, like if you rewatch the movie, like it's sad, man. Like Splinter gets like tortured and shit.
Yeah, I cried.
It's
like I a cried fucking, watching that movie.
It's like a full-size human puppet, like chained up and shit, crying. It's fucking crazy, dude. I just watched it recently. And it's good. Okay, Sandeep.
Okay, I'm going to do a TV show.
Okay.
Classic sitcom, Friends.
Oh.
This one's tricky.
This is the game I've been playing with all my friends. My friends since I was 10 years old. What Friends character are you?
I know exactly who I am, but it's Jordy's turn first.
It has to be the friend.
You know what? No. It can't be like anyone in the cast.
Can I be Tom Selleck from Friends?
You can be Richard if you want.
No, that's not me. I guess Chandler, I guess. Or I don't know. Maybe Joey. I don't know. This is a tough for me.
Do you like sandwiches?
I never watched Friends until later. Like I never, like how we were talking about, like I never watched it when it was on. Mm-hmm. Because it was on right when I was in high school. So I was so busy, like. smoking weed, and, you know, doing shit like that. No, the funny part is I'm actually not joking. Like, I was playing hockey, I was playing baseball, I was playing all kinds of sports.
You were Casey Jones.
I was outdoor kid.
Outdoors. Yeah, I was smoking weed, I was partying.
And drinking,
like,
smoking.
TV shows, because back then you had to, like, be home at fucking 7:30 or whenever it was on primetime television. So it's like, if you didn't watch it, you didn't fucking watch it.
It wasn't all unless already on taped Netflix. It.
But then if you taped it, people thought you were a nerd. If you liked Star Wars back then, you were considered a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like how it is
attest,
now.
I can attest to both those statements.
Yeah. So it was just different times. But Friends, okay, I'll go Joey. Yeah. Actually, no, I'll go Gunther.
Perfect.
I do love that for you, actually.
I don't know. I don't super identify with, like, any of the main six. Like, maybe a little bit of Phoebe. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, I'm a combo of a little bit of Phoebe and a lot of Janice.
Oh, God.
Janice.
Like, do the oh, my God. Do it.
I don't... Oh my God.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Like, I don't actually, like, identify with any of her character traits, but I'm like, I'd just be Janice. Show up and then just freak out there. And leave. It's me.
Once a season, just there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fun part of this, is the fantasy of things too, right? Or just
yeah, it's like, what's the reality versus what are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Clayton? Janice was funny.
If we can do combos, mm-hmm. I'm a combo of Chandler and Ross.
I see that. Yeah. Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like as I get older, Cervic, I'm becoming...
Maybe likes dinosaurs. Do you like dinosaurs?
I love dinosaurs. Great. Like, remember the episode where he brings all the skulls home to show Phoebe that evolution is real?
Yes.
And how?
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was frustrated on his behalf watching that, being like, ah, oh, Ross, she tried so hard. She just won't get it. She just won't believe it.
I didn't realize
just like
that...
the flat earth thing. It's full circle.
I didn't realize that Friends was so... because I just watched the end or the later parts of it with Riley, like, over the pandemic and stuff. I didn't realize it got, like, that incestuous. Like, just within the Friends, I mean. It was like they all started dating each other.
Not
I was like,
really.
Oh,
just
I
the
mean,
Joey and
just
Rachel plot
just
line
Rachel.
Should have not
But then
there.
Phoebe and somebody were dating, right? And then at
no,
the end it was like...
She only dated Mike. She never dated any of the Friends.
Oh, really? But then
she
who was she choosing?
She kind of kisses them all, though.
Who was she choosing between? Paul Rudd is Mike.
Yeah,
right?
And then it was like Who's David the scientist guy from Minsk. Minsk in particular.
It was so well. It is very well written. I'll give it that.
It's very funny. It still holds up, I think.
It does. Absolutely.
It still makes me laugh, even though I know every punchline before it's coming.
I was like, can I change my character to Mike? I just want to be Paul Rudd in any situation.
Absolutely. I think so.
How old were you guys when it was on TV? Like, how old were you guys in 1995?
One.
Oh shit!
Four.
Four. Fuck, eh?
I thought it came out in 94.
No, it did, but that's when the height of it was, or whatever. Was it 94 it came out?
Yeah, I think 94 to 2004.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Hot dang. That's how you know it's good, is because you guys like it, right? Like, you guys know it. And
can quote it word for word.
Yeah, exactly, right? So that's kind of, that's how it really holds up. Same with The Office. Like, The Office was a while ago, right? And mm-hmm. young people love it.
But Sandeep, who would you be?
All right, my answer is a Chandler-Rachel combo.
Oh.
Ooh.
A weird combo, but I see it.
I always identified as Chandler growing up because I was absolutely not cool and I was very sarcastic. And I feel like my sense of humor is like just built off of Chandler's. But as I grew up, I took more of an interest in clothing and not being Chandler. So then I got the Rachel in there too. But I still hold tight to Chandler. He's still my favorite.
Yeah.
Chandler Bong.
Did you? I don't believe that you weren't cool growing up.
I was absolutely not cool. That's so sweet of you, but I was definitely not cool.
Really?
Really. I feel like I started to glow up around 19, but everything before that is a wash.
But did you really? Did you tape episodes of Sequest DSV on VHS tapes?
Oh, dude.
No.
Because that's where I was at.
But I was very on the internet.
You used
to
tape
Sequest?
Yeah, bro. I love that show.
Now, that guy, he killed himself, John Brandis. That's
a sad story. Yeah, that's a super sad story.
Because he was kind of a good actor.
So get ready. Start thinking of which character from Sequest you would be.
I was like, I've never heard of
it. I'd be the dolphin.
Darwin. Yeah, it could talk.
Do you guys even know what Sequest is?
Absolutely not. No. It's like, not even a little bit.
It's like Star Trek under the ocean.
Yeah.
Peter DeLuise was in it for a while.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the right reactions.
Is it my turn again?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, now I don't even have my shit together. Okay, I'm going to go and throw kind of an easy one. Hopefully everybody's seen it. Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've never seen it, but I'll take it.
I guess I'll say.
I'll take it. Hey, what are you, whispering about? Whispering you're on mic.
This is our show. I hope you guys remember.
Sandeep and I have a Star Wars inside joke. Oh. We can't explain it.
All right. Okay, weird. That's fair.
Sorry to derail. Like, please sorry. Go.
No. Can you at least explain what the fucking joke is?
That has to do with Jabba the Hutt and aliens and Princess Leia.
I'm going to cry.
Is it like some sort of a fantasy of Jabba?
Okay, so should I just tell the story?
Just tell it. Please.
If it gets so too graphic, we'll just cut it.
When we were camping, Maddie's friend Affy like laid it on Maddie that like her secret fantasy was that they would get abducted by aliens, and it spun out into
and not like a weird fantasy. It was just like she's like, you know what I think would really be a bonding moment for the two of us? She's my best friend since high school. She's like, if we got abducted by aliens together.
And Maddie was like, okay, I'm kind of into this. Anybody, if I can maybe be like Princess Leia, just like doing like the cool slave, the hot slave girl dance. But then it somehow devolved into like Maddie was Jabba and I was just like Jabba's side bitch, like telling him
what
music
name?
To play to make all of our friends keep dancing.
Can't believe you opened this bag of worms. I'm so angry at you right now.
I thought it was going to be way more scandalous than that.
That's the story.
Yeah.
I mean, it involves like the Leia bikini, but nothing weird happens. Okay.
That's perfectly fair.
Who would I be in Star Wars?
Yeah.
I might have to go with Luke.
Yeah, like, that's a fair choice.
Luke?
I know. No?
I disagree.
Okay,
Luke's a whiny bitch.
Ooh. Have you met me?
Is he?
No, you're not like that at all.
You're not whiny.
He complains the whole time, through the whole trilogy.
Does he?
Okay, who do you think I'd be then? Jabba?
Hey, Jabba.
Maybe the little alien that laughs at all Jabba's jokes.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the guy. What's his name?
I don't think it has a name.
Are you sure?
It probably does, but I don't know it.
So many Star Wars people are going to be like, oh, I can't believe they don't know his name.
Yeah, of
course. You just know that's going to come.
Maybe R2-D2 for me?
Oh, yeah, that would be love good. That. Mm-hmm. Great. Super helpful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Adorable.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody attempt to imitate R2-D2.
Was that awful?
In my life. No, it was very good.
I want to do, at the end of the podcast, I want 5 solid minutes of Maddie doing R2-D2 voices.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Totally. So stay tuned till the end, everybody. After the credits.
Trying to think of who I would be.
C-3PO. Or something.
Maybe. Nah, he's annoying. Well, I'm annoying. Yeah, C-3PO.
Nah.
I don't speak any languages. He spoke 6 billion.
Could you imagine doing that?
Speaking 6 billion languages?
Yeah. Being a robot?
Or being in the robot costume?
No, speaking 6 billion languages. I speak barely one.
Barely one.
Barely.
Barely one. To be fair, it's a hard language. It's a difficult language.
It is.
Fuck, I don't know.
It is, I know.
I don't know who I'd be.
Star Wars is kind of hard.
Come on.
The characters either sucked or were like the heroes.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you view yourself?
To me, you'd be Ben Kenobi.
I was going to say Obi-Wan. Young Ben? Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Ugh, boy.
You don't have to go there. Like, you don't have to go into that trilogy.
I'd rather be Alec Guinness and have...
Yeah, a young Alec Guinness.
Half a movie of screen time and then I get killed. Then be Ewan McGregor and have to live through 3 of those trilogy movies.
That's fair.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time. Okay, Sandy.
I mean, that's like the boring girl answer, but Leia, you know?
Well, Leia's a badass.
She's a badass.
She gets even more badass.
I played a version of Leia in like some 8th grade play I did.
Oh, really?
It was like a Russian version. It was like called Tsar Wars. It was the Princess Leia Nova. It was
like
Tsar
Wars.
Like
Tsar
Wars?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
It was very stupid.
Was this in high school? Like,
no, it was an 8th grade
production.
Yeah.
If you have, do you have
footage?
Yeah, I was gonna say,
absolutely.
Is there a tape of this or a script?
No, only in my heart. And I said heart, and then I pointed to my brain.
We would like to send this podcast to your parents. Yeah. Can we have their emails by chance?
That's so sweet that you think my parents came to my school plays.
They didn't.
No, they were just busy working.
Yeah, well,
in
so
that immigrant life. Yeah. Also, possibly Chewbacca, because. Again, the hair similarity is overwhelming.
Chewbacca's
rad.
Awesome. Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't pick Han Solo.
Chewbacca?
Yeah. You.
I'm not Han Solo, though. I'm not cocky. But
it could be your fantasy.
Yeah, it's my fantasy.
Chewbacca and the Han. So Han. Not Hans.
H-A-N. Han.
Han Solo movie. Chewbacca looks like a fucking...
Like a dude?
He's got surfer hair dude. And he's like, yo, like they do, he does these poses and shit.
But like, Chewbacca outside of the costume in that movie is a babe.
Yeah, so he looked like a babe the costume though.
But
he was like sexy.
Yeah, because he's young Chewbacca.
And his hair was different.
This is going places I didn't expect.
Yeah.
He's like cool. He's like cool, rebel Chewbacca. Just, he's like,
because they always had wind machines on them and shit. I don't know.
Do you want to be Chewbacca, Clay?
No. I'll stick with Alec Guinness as Ben Kenobi. Old Ben Kenobi.
So good. I would pick
Jabba the Hutt.
Probably Wicket. Mm. The Ewok.
I love that.
Because when I was a kid, me and my sister didn't really like Star Wars, but we liked Ewoks. So yeah. There was an Ewoks movie and there was Ewoks cartoons when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we would play Ewoks and I was always Wicket, the one small one. Whatever he is, funny guy. Because nice. I only really watched Return of the Jedi. Like I didn't watch Star Wars.
That's a
later.
Deep cut.
Wicked. Yeah,
Empire Strikes Back is still the best one.
There was a movie called the Ewoks Battle for Endor too. That was another Star Wars movie that nobody's seen. It's kind of like one of the ones they're doing now. Like it's an offshoot one, like Luke, and nobody's in it. It's all about Ewoks. I haven't seen it in fucking 6 years probably or something.
So like the movie's only Ewok actors and they don't speak English.
There's
right?
one girl who's a human.
Human.
I think. I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen it.
I just had like a Pangu flat like where it's like no one's speaking English, but you're like, yeah, I'm really into this. This looks great.
Yeah. Well, and it's all subtitled or it's just nothing.
Like it's just noises.
You just follow them on their adventures.
People would probably still watch it. It is Star Wars. Okay, Maddie, you're up. Show picking.
This one I'm gonna pick.
We probably have time for two rotations left. So
okay.
So use up your good ones.
Yeah.
What are we at?
Oh, coming up to an hour.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Truly. Okay. I know you two have seen this. I'm hoping Jordy has. I want to go with Scott Pilgrim.
Because
I'm rereading the book right now.
That's great.
It's its 10th anniversary. I went to go see it at the Rio, and it was so good.
It's
like,
so awesome.
The opening
good.
Credits where they're just jamming, and it was in the surround sound, and they just turned
the
volume up.
The room goes like way back.
Yeah, it was. That movie is like so I read all the comic books. I'm reading them right now, but like that movie is just perfection to me.
It is.
It's so good.
I concur.
It really is.
I wish that there could have been, not to be the always critical guy, but I wish there was 5 ex-girlfriends, not 7. I thought there was just 2 too many long. I let you, you guys are all staring at me so angrily right now. I wish the audience could see the evil fucking looks.
Well, it's like, how many, it's 6 books, right?
6 books, because one of the, like there's twins, and she dated both of them.
Yeah, so really I know. It's really 6, and then the one they don't make too big of a deal about, yeah, right? I don't know. I just felt like it kind of was like it could have been a little bit of shorter. That's just me. Maddie's so mad.
So anyways, Clay, who would you be?
Oh, man. I'd probably be Scott Pilgrim.
You like, are Scott Pilgrim.
Not to just jump into the fucking title character, but...
It makes 100%
He practically looks like me, too. Or I look like him. I don't know. I don't play bass that well, but neither did he, so it's perfect.
You remind me of him a lot. Michael Cera.
Bread makes you fat? Okay. Sandy.
I would only eat garlic bread if I could.
Okay, I'm not actually either of these characters, but I would want to be Chris Evans' character. First off, Lucas, what was it?
Lucas Lee.
Yeah.
So good.
Or maybe Envy Adams, but yeah.
Oh, like,
Envy
Brie Larson.
So good.
Yeah, she's great. Fashion, great.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think now. Maybe... Knives.
Knives Chow.
Totally just obsessed with resemblance. Yeah. Striking.
Yeah, exactly.
Did someone knock the highlights out of your hair?
Yes. Someone knocked the hair out of my fucking highlights.
How about the vegan guy?
The vegan powers guy?
Yeah.
The vegan, please.
Brandon Ruth.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I guess so. I do like Jason Schwartzman's character in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, That was great. I don't know. There's so much about that movie.
They cast that movie really well.
It's like, just like I said, I'm rereading the comic books right now. Like, the characters even look like.
Yeah.
It's so well done.
It's so crazy.
There's a, I can't remember, Nelson Franklin. I can't remember if that's his name. I just worked with him on A Million Little Things, and he's in it. He's Como, who's just like the guy at the party. Like, it's a
Where he's like, do you know that girl with the hair like this?
Yeah.
I know that guy's got glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's in a ton of things.
He's great.
I was reading, I'm like, it's literally him, and it's such a small role, but it's just perfectly cast, the whole movie. Funny.
Who are you going to be?
I think, and true in my heart, I'm young Neil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was actually like young Neil in a bunch of my friends' phones for a while. And then on my 19th birthday, at like midnight, my friend texted me. She's like, you're officially just Neil in my phone now. It's like, but I'm also a bit of Matthew Patel, the first evil ex, mm-hmm. the pirate guy.
Right.
Who sings the song?
The song. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
With his demon hipster chicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dresses like a pirate.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I can also see a bit of Ramona for you. Your hair is always changing.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, I want to watch that movie again.
I just watched it recently. I watched it with Kat because we were bored over the pandemic.
What
and
did
I was
she
like,
think?
She loved it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Kat, I think, and then we went and I don't think all of them, but a bunch of the comics, the books. How many is there?
Six.
Oh, okay. Then I think I got like four of them or something. The first four.
I just love it because it's Canadian, and then
it's so well.
They set it in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I was like, thank God they did that, because they could have taken it and put it in any fucking dumb American city that we've seen 1,000 times.
Exactly.
But it's great to be like, no, it's Toronto. And then when the guys turn into coins, it's like loonies and toonies. I was like, yes.
I know. I love when he collects it. He's like, this isn't even enough to take the bus. Yeah. No, yeah, that's what it's, I think it's one of my favorites.
It kind of changed my life, that movie. Like, I just remember thinking how at the time, like when it came out in theaters, it was so creative and so the video game references, and nothing like that had been done.
I had the DVD and I watched, and not to talk about it too much, but I had watched it with commentary about how they did it, and it's like so complicated.
Yeah,
the way they made everything is practical, like all the lighting cues are practical, and like flyaway sets, like when he goes in the washroom and then it comes out and it's lockers, like it's all practical.
What does he throw into the garbage? Is it a shoe?
The package.
Amazon package.
Oh, the Amazon package. Right.
They did that over and over until he got it.
It was like 35 times.
They could have faked it so easily, but they're like, no, let's just do it.
That's so fun.
And like that cast have all, like some of them were famous, but that everyone in that movie is now super famous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it's Kieran Culkin. Love him.
So good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Kieran
Culkin. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, except Chris Evans.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't done much.
His career's been suffering.
He plays who he becomes, but without being a dick.
I've heard he's a nice guy, though.
Yeah, he seems legit.
Right? Good pick, Maddie.
Thank you.
Nice one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay. I'm gonna throw one out that you guys might have on your list, but I want to make sure we do it. Mean Girls.
Ah,
that wasn't on my list.
Oh, good thing
it's on mine.
It's on yours.
It's on mine.
I'm so pleasantly surprised. Love this.
Okay, any character from the movie? Any character?
Me first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Gretchen. Again, it's the hair is so big, it's full of secrets thing.
None for Gretchen Wieners.
Yeah.
Sandeep, quit trying to make fetch happen.
I can't help it, but I'm so popular.
My dad invented toaster strudel.
Yeah, my father, the inventor of toaster strudel.
That movie, it's so funny. People always give you a weird look when you say, when you're a guy and you're like, I love Mean Girls.
And I don't know why, even at the time.
Yeah. And then you convince another guy to watch it, and they're like, it's the one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
So good.
It's great.
It's so good.
It's excellent. Great. It's
excellent.
Thing. Yes.
Okay, Jordy.
Are
you looking up who Tim Meadows played?
No, but I do love that. I do love Tim Meadows. I love him in that.
I hadn't even thought about any of the adult characters.
I'm gonna go for a trifecta on this one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Miss Norbury.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Damien. Yeah. Because we all have a little bit of Damien.
We all have a little Damien,
especially guys.
Don't look at me.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your work.
Exactly. I'm going to go Miss Norbury, Damien, and Kevin from Mathletes.
Yeah. Yes,
Kevin G.
Kevin G.
That is a holy trinity of characters. Man. I love that Mathletes rap. I used to know it.
So good. That was a Kevin really G. fucking good movie.
So
good.
Oh, man.
You know the guy who played Aaron Samuels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's gay in real life, right? Oh. And he came out after that movie. And then, like, hardly got any work after that.
Really?
Yeah.
He was just on...
Sad. That's super sad.
He was just on RuPaul as, like, a guest judge, him and the character who played Damien. And it was amazing. It was so funny because he's on, like, the judges panel. And during the whole performance, if you watch him, he's like, oh, my God. Like, he's just so invested. And I was like, I'm not even watching the performers right now. I'm just watching Aaron Samuels react to them. So good.
Yeah. Did his hair look sexy pushed back?
100%.
Was he wrong about the math answers?
I don't know who I'd be. Like, Gretchen, maybe? Mm-hmm. I think
Karen? Maybe Karen. A little. You're too smart to be Karen.
It's like a little offended there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Janice Ian, but I want to be Lizzie Kaplan in any situation.
Mm. Yeah. I love Lizzie Kaplan.
What's she doing these days?
She did a lot.
She was on Masters of Sex for like five seasons. Yeah.
On some great movies.
This is what we talked about, how these actors that we love, they kind of end up on some show that
they do
you
like
might
eight
not
seasons
see.
Of a show you've never heard of. Yeah. And then they come back and you're like, oh,
oh yeah.
She did this great Party movie. Down. She did Bachelorette.
Bachelorette is great.
I was going to bring up Bachelorette, but I figured these two hadn't seen it.
Oh, I've never seen that.
That?
It's so good. It's like Mean Girls grown up and all reuniting for a Bachelorette party.
They're all terrible.
Kirsten
characters.
Dunst, Lizzie Chaplin, Ilsa Fisher, and Rebel Wilson.
Whoa.
And I almost wanted to say that because, like, when I watched that in high school with my group of four friends, we were all like, okay, which characters are we in this movie? And Affy is still saved in my phone as Kiki, and I'm Rebs in her phone based off this movie.
I really like how you do this with phone names.
Apparently, it's...
Like, maybe I'm Uncle Fester in somebody's phone. I don't know about
you're going to be after
changing it now. Uncle Fester props. But yeah, maybe a little bit of Damien, a little bit of Gretchen, and I'm gonna say Amy Poehler.
Oh,
and I'm
yes. Oh, absolutely.
Like house mom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's not a regular God mom. She's a cool mom.
Yeah,
if you're gonna drink, I prefer you do it in the house. Yeah. Can I get you anything? Snack? Condom? Absolutely not who I am as a mother, but maybe as a friend.
But as a friend, 100%.
Yeah,
yeah. You are the Mrs. Snack, George to me as a friend.
Oh my word.
Clayton. When I thought about who I would be, I thought Gretchen Wieners. But then I did two quizzes and I got I got Regina George.
Oh.
I was like, "Damn." And then I got Caddy.
Katie.
Caddy.
It's Katie.
Isn't it?
It's Katie. No, it's Katie.
It's funny cuz you're doing
you it's a plot point in the movie.
You're doing the bit from the movie.
Yeah. Well, I got I got her. So
that works.
Caddy?
You're from Africa.
Caddy Heron.
Jumbo.
I could see Caddy for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
The parents in that movie were great too. The two parents.
Oh yeah. Anna Gastar.
And the gym coach. Sorry.
Just, all of them.
It's
the whole movie.
Another perfectly cast movie.
Truly.
When we were shooting Sonic the Hedgehog, it was Mean Girls Day. So me and Heather and a couple other people wore pink. And during the safety, at the end of the safety meeting, I yelled out from the back, "He doesn't even go here!" To the laughter of three people.
And then
was it just really? The props team who did the Mean Girls?
Yeah, pretty
thing?
Much.
Okay.
Whatever happened to that guy too? The guy who plays Damien, is he on something?
No, he's on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, with Aaron Samuels.
Because he should be.
I think.
In something.
I think he's on Broadway. Like I think
should
he does
be
theater.
Doing something.
That's another. That's another fucking... black hole of talent.
I'm going to phone Hollywood tomorrow and be
people
like,
disappear into
where is that guy?
Yeah, Broadway.
Why is he not anything?
I think he went to
get
Broadway.
Mad at them.
He's a star.
Fucking tired of that shit. Okay. Where are we at?
Sandeep.
Okay.
Got the talking conch. Stick. The conch. I was going to say the conch. Okay. Who from Lord of the Flies? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Piggy.
It's the only one I remember.
Yep.
Okay. I was going to do a slasher movie. Ooh. Scream. We've all seen that, right?
Oh.
No?
Long time ago.
I don't know if I can know any of the characters, but
I've seen it.
I love them all.
Hold on. I'm going to be Drew Barrymore at the beginning. That's my choice. I'm Drew Barrymore making the fucking Jiffy Pop.
Yeah.
And then I die.
I'm doing talking, what you did love best.
Exactly. I'm talking on a 1990s cordless phone. Who, fuck, those things were so awesome back in the day before cell phones. I know you guys don't remember it, but
I do.
I do.
Because, Maddie, who from Scream?
I don't know. I don't know if I could name any of the characters besides Drew Barrymore, Skeet, and the killer. Skeet.
I forgot about Skeet.
There Ulrich. Was Sydney, yeah, and then Skeet, her creepy boyfriend.
Like, I feel like I'd be her because I'd be dating the guy who ends up being the murderer. Yeah, I have no idea the entire time. I'd be like, oh my God, why is this happening to me?
You know what? I love that for you. Sydney Prescott, great character.
But, like, I'd also for sure be someone who dies immediately. Like, yeah. Like, not the opening credits killer, but, like, the first person in the group of friends who dies.
Could, maybe you could be.
Or maybe I make it to the end.
Or maybe you're Gale Weathers.
Yes. Yes, I love that.
Or, no, you can be Parker Posey in the third one, who plays Gale Weathers in the movie.
Oh, are we talking about the whole canon?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, shit.
Why not?
Wow.
I don't remember who died. Isn't it
about Lucy Goosey up in here?
They put Parker Posey. Did Nev Campbell do all three?
Yeah. But and Courtney they Cox just didn't. Announced a fifth one. No, she did. Actually, there's four of them out. And yeah, Nev Campbell did all four.
Who's Courtney Cox in the third one with those bangs?
Don't talk about the bangs. Don't talk about the bangs.
The baby bangs.
Laser
they
bangs?
Gave her like the worst bangs. They're
like
ever.
Like one-inch bangs.
Like
I love footage of women online cutting their own bangs and they cut them too short. We've all seen that.
Yeah, isn't that like...
It's so funny, though.
Anytime anybody tries to cut their own hair, isn't that the result?
Because they pull them down to where they think they're going to be, and they're like, oh, okay, let's see that again.
No, that's terrible.
But yeah, why is that something that somebody would do?
I don't
ever?
Know.
And wasn't it David Arquette wasn't like a producer or something, this one? And he... Maybe I'm totally wrong on this, but I think I read an interview and he like formally apologized years later being like, I'm so sorry.
As
I
made he should.
You do that to your bangs.
Also, he was married to her, so
that looks
he had
like
to wake up
fucking...
to that every day. You'll have to post it's that photo
so
to the Instagram.
Bad. How do you make a beautiful woman look that terrible?
That's like a really small town bad. Like Alberta 80s cut. Like that's a fucking hot, that's hockey hair.
That's hockey hair.
Brutal.
It's good.
I don't recall the characters that well, so I'm just going to say I'm David Arquette's character.
Oh, he's like Dewey.
That's great.
The cop, right?
Yeah, I know what character you are, though. You're totally Randy. He's in the first and second one. He's Sydney's best friend. He knows all about horror movies. He like lays out all the rules. He's he's like the smart, cool best friend.
I remember
who
that
was like in love with Sydney.
But I don't know anything about horror
played
movies.
By.
But you know things
Jamie
about
Kennedy.
Things.
Thanks.
It's Jamie Kennedy in real life.
Oh. What's that face for?
Well, I've worked with him. He's kind of a weird guy. Not gonna.
Okay,
lie.
Well, I'm not saying I'm the actor.
Well,
I'm the character.
So you're Malibu's most wanted, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Do I die?
Your son.
Yes,
Musk.
But it's a great death scene.
Okay, great. That's
you are beloved throughout the series.
Okay, well, I'll take it.
And I would want to be Tatum Riley, who was Rose McGowan in the first one. And she dies like sassing the killer and then gets stuck in the cat door and the garage door goes up.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's how I would go. I would just be like giving lip to the killer until I was like dead.
So good.
I got to rewatch it. Cause
they're
it's
so great.
Wow. This It'll Halloween. Because we won't be.
Well,
we're
going to do an episode of slasher movies.
Yes. Because
I haven't seen any of the famous ones. So I'm going to watch them all.
I'm so
Scream is like one of, I'm not a huge horror person.
I've seen Scream.
They're great.
Yeah.
I think they're all on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're great. Every Halloween, I watch
them. I think I've only
all.
Seen the first one.
And they're making a fifth one.
Are they?
Yes.
Right on.
Into it.
Okay, we better get going. We got a few to get through. I have at least 15 more.
I was like looking at my list. I'm like, how do I narrow down?
Okay, I'm
going
to cut one
because
I think you guys are going to pick one of the ones that I wanted. I think we should talk about, especially for your guys, but maybe not. You guys might not. I don't know. I'm going to pick, I have two and I don't know which one to pick. I think I'm going to go with Grease.
Oh, that was on my list.
Love that.
That was on my list.
I'm 100% Frenchy.
Oh, yeah. You are totally Frenchy.
You're totally
Frenchy.
And your hair is kind of like Frenchy's right now.
Inspiration. Yeah. No. That's I want to be a pink lady.
Mm-hmm.
You
Maybe
go to
Marnie.
School?
Marnie's great.
The glasses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is it? I dropped a diamond in my macaroni. 100% Pink Lady, one of those two. I saw that at the drive-in this summer. It was so much fun.
Oh, what a rad movie to see the drive-in.
Yeah, my mom and I went. It was awesome.
That's fun.
Damn. I'll be the guy that sings Beauty School Dropout.
Angel?
Yeah, was
the
it,
barber?
Was it Paul Anka?
Paul Anka,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
Because that's a great song. We did that musical in high school, and I was in the band, but that was my favorite song. to play Beauty School Drop. This is perfect.
I always thought that would be a fun Halloween costume, one of like the Beauty School Dropout angels, and just wear like
the cape and like your head up and rollers. Yeah.
It'd be very cute.
We can do a group Grease group.
Riley played Frenchie in her high school musical.
Oh yeah, of course Grease. She did.
I love that.
I'm gonna text her. Do you have any? I need footage of all my friends' high school plays. Like,
your phone must be confusing there because you're like, who's this? Who's Neil? Who's Frenchie? I would forget these nicknames that I've given people.
Yeah, me too.
Generally, right? People's like first name is there, and then like their middle name is something else.
Oh, yeah. The truth comes out.
Am I still Sandeep X-Files in your phone?
Yeah. Rad.
Sandeep X-Files.
Because that's the show we met on, and I've never been upgraded.
Can I be Jordy MITH? See season 4.
I think you're just Jordy props.
Even odd episodes.
No listeners are going to understand that. Well, maybe Cabbage.
Cabbage would have a good laugh.
Mm-hmm. You laughing it up there, Cabbage?
Sandeep, who would you be?
Rizzo. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
She's the best. She's just a tough broad.
Totally.
Yeah.
She doesn't cool take stuff. No
shit. Kinnicky.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
She can sing too.
Her song is end.
Her song's great.
Become my favorite as an adult. Like,
yeah.
It's one worst hey. Things I could do.
Yes.
Bite the weenie, Riz.
And the worst thing I can do.
Yeah.
With Ralph.
Yeah,
I got you.
She's got style. She's a cool chick.
She was like, let's be realistic though. What? She was like 33.
Yeah, absolutely. So they all look like they're like pushing 50 in that movie.
It's sure. Fucking crazy, man. And our images of things like mine, especially like when I see high school kids, and I'm like, you're 18? Like they look like they're fucking 12 to me.
Yeah.
Like the greaser guy who they race in like the second half of the movie.
Oh,
at the
yeah.
Very end of
Crater
it.
Face?
Yes. I'm like, what?
That guy.
Or Chachi?
That guy had like a lifetime on his face.
It was weathered.
His hair's all fucking like that was
like he's
fucked.
Supposed to be 18. This dude is straight up 40. Yeah. Minimum.
Oh, it's so good. I would be I think I'd be Kinnicky.
I was gonna say Kinnicky for you.
Just because he's like super supportive and nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In real life he died a terrible death. But
oh no.
Jeff Conway, he was so good. He was such a good actor. Like he was in another show called Taxi. You guys might have not seen it.
Oh yeah,
it was a TV
show.
That
was an all-star cast.
Yeah,
that God, was. Who would you be from Taxi? Just the me and Jordy exclusive.
Fuck, Judd Hirsch for sure.
I'd be Andy Kaufman.
Oh, such a good. That is an all-star cast. Judd Hirsch, Tony Danza,
Danny DeVito,
Andy Kaufman,
Christopher Lloyd.
Fuck. And the woman, redheaded lady. Anyways, Cabbage, you'll know. It was a great. It was before our time too. But there was when we were kids.
They played reruns of that all the time.
When we were kids, we saw a lot of shows from the 60s and 70s because they didn't have enough content for TV like they do now. Mm-hmm. So it was like we were watching
just all the reruns
shows from like kind of the same that you guys watch Friends.
What are we gonna put on from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Thursdays?
Exactly.
We got all those Taxi tapes.
Yeah, exactly. It was always about the daytime. Yeah. Okay, so I'm Kinnicky and Maddie,
I gotta choose one.
You gotta choose.
There's so many I wanna pick still. This is hard. I'm gonna go. This one's for Graham. I'm gonna go for Shrek.
What did Graham's like a big Shrek guy or something?
Yeah, huge.
Graham's like, you know what I really love?
He's Shrek. Really passionate about the soundtrack.
Really? Okay, Smash
honestly,
Mouth?
No, okay, honestly, great soundtrack though.
It's so good. I listen.
What's on the soundtrack?
It's got, like the Counting Crows are on the soundtrack.
Hallelujah is on there.
It's a really good soundtrack. All of them.
Some
are
like
really
Image
good.
And Heap. Yeah.
Smash Mouth too.
Yeah. Somebody. Yeah.
Exactly. Classic intro. That movie's. I should rewatch it. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's just a donkey.
Okay. So who you got, Clayton?
Fuck. I don't know. I want to be the gingerbread guy.
That Clayton, gets you keep taking all my characters.
Like, oh, really?
Yes.
That gets tortured by Lord Farquaad.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man. Probably John Lithgow's greatest performance.
Lord
Yeah.
One of them for sure.
Because he can't see his face.
Okay, I'm going to say Puss in Boots.
Oh,
yeah, because I think I can, like, you know, mess some stuff up, but then, like, turn on the doe eyes if I really need to get something out of someone.
It's very much you. Very good.
Boots.
I did love this. Boots.
Jordy, you have to look up the characters. Just your donkey.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say Shrek. Like, let's be real.
Maybe
the duo.
Wait, maybe I'm donkey then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like Shrek. Like,
in the morning, I'm making waffles.
I don't want to say I'm an ogre, but I do.
But you're like an ogre
with a heart of gold.
Yeah. But you have layers,
donkey.
Exactly. And I am kind of getting to that age where I want to be like left alone kind of thing. I want to be alone in my swamp. Yeah, I'll go Shrek. Who doesn't love Shrek?
Truly.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Truly.
Right? It's true.
I was going to say the gingerbread man.
You can say the gingerbread man. Well, I changed mine to the donkey.
There's so many characters. Like, maybe without being evil, I'm Lord Farquaad a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're also a little bit evil.
Or the fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother. Oh, I thought about her.
Yeah.
She's so good. Her musical number.
I think, like, the glasses are, you know, on point.
Clayton?
I got to pick a show now, right? Fuck, my list is so long.
Oh, we're doing one more round. Okay.
Maybe this is like a part two, or because I have a couple more I want to do.
Well, we can keep going. I just don't want to keep you guys captive, and I know you've got an appointment to get to.
I do.
The panic in your eyes. You're like, I have a massage.
What time is your massage?
About one. I'm still good
for it. Oh, you're so good.
This is an old one, but I know you guys will know it because it's so pop culture. Okay. And I just want to do it. Gilligan's Island.
No.
Nice.
Do you guys not know that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've never seen it, but I know.
I'm going to switch this.
Okay. Skipper.
I can do it.
Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. I've never seen that. Let's skip it.
Have you heard of it?
Nope.
It's amazing there's no author to those books.
Never heard of it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
I've never seen it.
They just magically wrote themselves.
Written by anonymous.
Why did that happen? Oh, because of all that controversy.
She's
a monster.
Oh, really? So, okay.
She's very transphobic and keeps doubling down on it in impressive ways.
It's so upsetting.
It's strange how she's done that, hey?
Yeah, all she
because
had to
it's
do
it's like, what if you do think it, why not just keep it to yourself? Like, why do you have to go out and tell everyone? I don't know.
Don't push.
Yeah, she could just sit there and enjoy her like millions
don't,
upon
exactly.
millions. But no, she
don't
just got to get on Twitter.
Agenda.
And just like she made the comment, she could have been like, "I'm sorry if that offended people," but instead she was like, "No, I 100% stand by this, and I'm going to ruin everyone's
Here's
childhood."
Here's my 5,000 word essay about it.
So, what are your guys' thoughts on it? Like, you guys don't want to talk about Harry Potter?
Oh no, I still love it.
I'm actually. Watched all of them and I'm rereading the
it's
books
very
right
important
now. I'm in
to
a
me.
Harry Potter phase.
But I just, you know.
Well, who'd you be?
No, she sucked. You know what? I thought about this because I thought it might come up and I've just never truly been able to pinpoint which Harry Potter character I would be. So.
What house are you in?
Aren't you Pansy?
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, so
I'm
that's...
like Pansy Parkinson, but also I don't want to be a fascist, which goes against my whole, like, I'm a big Slytherin thing, but also Pansy
it's
Parkinson.
It's tricky because you are 100% a Slytherin, but you believe in the right things.
Yeah. Or maybe I would just be one of those, like, Indian twins, you know?
The Patels?
Yeah. Padma or Parvati.
Which one do you go to the Yule Ball with, Harry or Ron?
God, please let me go with Harry.
Okay. Ron.
You don't like the redheads?
No, I like Ron, but he wore really shitty robes, so I don't want to be seen with that.
He's got a heart of gold, though.
Yeah, sure, but the robes were
those
so
dress robes.
Bad.
But those robes.
That's like the one time I get to dress up in my 7 years.
I stand by
years.
You, dude. Your
yeah,
answer
yeah,
is...
Yeah. So, yeah, let's go with a Pansy or...
one of the Patels.
Yeah, the Patel that went with Harry.
Jordy?
I'll say Hagrid.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I'm going to say, cause I've done the test.
Yeah.
And I'm in,
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. Yeah.
Yeah. I see that.
And I like, I got a little bit of Cedric Diggory. In me too.
Little R-Pats.
Rest in
little
peace.
Little R-Pats. Cause that was my favorite one. What was that movie
Goblet
called?
Goblet of Fire.
The Goblet of Fire.
That's my favorite
fire.
Book.
It's a great book.
Okay. Yeah.
And I have a little bit of the, Snitch ball in me. You know what I mean?
Because everyone's trying to catch you.
Everyone's trying to catch me.
Yeah.
And when you do, you win.
And the game is over.
Yeah, the game's over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nice one.
I am Molly Weasley.
Oh, yeah.
Cute.
I am in that Weasley family somehow. And I think it's
Molly Weasley.
I think you are the matriarch. Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Nurturing and lovely, but if you fuck with me, you'll hear about it.
Yeah. Not my daughter, you bitch.
Yeah. just sending howlers.
She's a great lady, you know, let's be real. Yeah. She helped Harry a lot.
True dame.
Yeah. I don't really know that show that well, but I do. Like, I've seen them all, but I was probably stoned at four of them, five of them.
Rewatch them. Has Kat seen them?
Yeah.
I rewatched them all with my mom over quarantine, and I was like, it's kind of like, about it. And then I got so into it. I was like, oh, these are so, so well done.
I don't know who I am. I'm definitely, I did the test, and I'm a Ravenclaw.
Mm-hmm. Checks out.
So I don't know who's in Ravenclaw.
That is blonde Luna? Girl, isn't it? Yeah, Luna.
Cho.
Luna Lovegood. Cho was a Ravenclaw. Yep.
Don't you think you're Neville? Dude.
Yeah, I am Neville, aren't I?
Yeah. You're good.
Except
with
I'm
plants,
terrible
right?
with plants. Oh, look okay. at those.
I just assumed that you are.
He's got three of them and they're alive. Oh, they're great with plants.
That was like an Arrested Development shot. I just like Sandeep kind of looked over her shoulder at my dying plants. She's like, oh, never mind. Oh,
which Arrested Development character are you?
That's, oh, on my list too. That's on my list too. Should we do that one? I'm next. No.
No, you just went.
I just did.
But I will steal that one because I didn't have a good one.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Nice.
Great.
One of the Bluths or anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Jordy, Arrested Development?
I've never watched it.
No.
No way.
No.
I feel like you would really like it.
I'll be Tobias. Just based on
Steven's hilarious. Because it's David Cross.
There are dozens of us.
I saw the Blue Man Group episode and I thought it was funny.
There's so many. Oh, God.
Yeah,
that show.
I see that. Or you're just the dad.
Yeah.
Just Michael?
No.
Oh.
Jason Bateman or?
No.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, Jeffrey Tambor.
Or you're Jeffrey
George
Tambor.
Sr.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I'm having anybody. The time of my life. No touching.
For some reason, I just never got into it.
I just feel like that you would really like it. It feels like your sense of humor.
It probably is. But I just never got into it.
Just the original
just shows, like,
just the original season. I don't like the new ones.
No, yeah. The new
they've lost their.
Did you watch when they re-edited the new one though?
No.
So
season four.
Four. It came out as episode, like each character an episode,
yeah.
And then they re-edited it to make it like the previous.
Yeah.
And it's a lot better.
Is it?
I'd give it a rewatch.
I'd like to rewatch it
because I think the original one's also off Netflix now. They were like, "We're so sorry. We'll remove this. We'll fix it. We're so sorry."
Who would you be, Maddie?
Oh, sorry, it's my turn. Probably George Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
A little bit of Lucille Bluth in there.
Oh yeah, I love that.
I was gonna say either Lucille or or just maybe
she did the Lucille wink.
Maybe snuck my way into working in production. I'm not a fan of Job.
Yeah, because like in some ways you're very pure, and then some ways you are Lucille.
I'm in the Bluth family for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe just like a little bit of each character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I'd probably be Michael.
Yeah.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Because I find myself looking at an imaginary camera. Or not looking, but you know that look that he does?
Yeah.
Where he turns away slightly? I do that in real life. And on set all the time.
Just to your private when documentary crew?
Yeah, just to my...
And then somebody interrupts you every time you do it. Somebody's like, oh, hey, Clayton, actually.
You're like, sorry, I need a minute.
And that's Arrested Development.
Oh no! I'd be Ron Howard's
yeah.
voice.
There you go.
Yeah, you actually. Did.
Yeah, that's
let's hear.
That's it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's Arrested Development.
Oh.
Is that what he says in it?
Yes.
No. He narrates the.
But does he say it's Arrested
Development in the opening credits?
And then
Arrested
point,
Development was also a band.
Yeah, and they addressed that because they tried to sue the show.
Did they?
Yeah,
and then nothing happened.
And then there's an episode where they go to Mother Boy. Lucille and do you remember that? They go to the hotel.
Buster.
And it's like Mother Boy was a band that used to rock pretty hard in the '80s and they're like making fun of Arrested Development, the band.
Oh.
Then he says that I think it's in season three and he's like, and that's Arrested Development. Hey, that's the name of the show. Love it.
So good. Okay, where are we at?
Sandeep.
Oh yeah. I would be maybe Funke. She's great. She's so funny. When she just cons her way into being like a Hollywood exec and whatever.
Marry me.
Yeah.
Marry me.
So good.
And then they do the reverse. Aren't you a little young to be babysit me?
So good.
Yeah, she's the best.
I feel like I'm missing out on these jokes a bit.
Yeah, you are. You're missing out on a great show.
The whole show is just like bang after bang with jokes. It's
yeah.
Okay, I'll go home and watch The Goonies and you go home and watch Arrested Development. There you go.
A little less of a commitment for you.
Watched a couple episodes of Arrested Development.
Now the story of the wealthy family who lost everything. And the one son who tried to hold it all together.
You do sound like him.
That's he very Ron good.
Howard. Ron Howard. Okay, now where are we at? Me on Arrested Development? Oh, I already said Tobias.
Yeah. Is this, should this be the last round?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make it a good one, bro.
I have two that I know are both good.
Don't say the Avengers.
But I don't know. Dude, you think that I would fucking say the Avengers?
I specifically did not put any superheroes movies down.
I pick X-Men. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
It's a toss-up right now. I hope I'm making the right decision. I'm going to say, I hope you guys have seen either of these.
Throw a few out.
Okay, I'm going to throw two. I'm going to throw two and you guys can pick, okay?
Okay.
Okay, first one is Napoleon Dynamite. Second one is School of Rock.
Oh, I just rewatched that.
Oh. Okay, we'll do School of Rock.
School then. Of Rock.
Okay, Maddie.
Oh, no. Am I the band manager, Miranda Cosgrove? No.
Summer?
Summer.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Maybe. Kind of am. You're the AD.
Yeah.
I am...
That was no. That's
it's, you can take. You, I'm still thinking, so you can jump ahead.
I'm
if you
like,
want.
I don't know.
I feel like
which character I am
because I played the
like which 12-year-old do you relate to?
Yeah, the most? I played the drums in a band, so I feel like I should be the drummer just based off of that. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember.
His name is Freddie.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm actually Joan, the principal.
Who, yeah,
Joan Cusack.
Principal Mullins. Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe I'm Mike White. The
Ruben.
Ned Schneebly. Yeah. The real Ned Schneebly. Yeah. Somebody's like, hi, this is Ned Schneebly. Fuck, I love that. I just contaminated my mic trying to do that.
It's okay. It's all right.
Sandeep.
The longest silence.
And I'm like, I don't know.
You don't? Okay, well, so, I mean, it's a tough one.
Do you want to be band manager with me?
Yeah. I'll
Mr.
Co-
Manager?
Back. Yeah. I'm
Summer.
Like,
two
that
summers.
That seems like the role I would naturally want to assume.
I'm going to go with the fake Ned Schneebly, a.k.a. Dewey Finn, Jack Black's character.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, because Jack Black.
I just love that, like, the whatever Jack Black brought to Hollywood and just all his roles. Like, I appreciate that, like, his energy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm... like that all the time, but I like the way that he thinks, and and I think that character really defined that sort of it was like a kindness that he has,
yeah,
you know what I mean, in his relationship to those kids and stuff like that. So that's kind of who I identify with. Also the piano player guy, I kind of
like. Not cool enough,
Lawrence. Yeah, exactly. And when he's like, Lawrence, no, you're cool, and he's like showing him that handshake and he's like, let's rock
let's rock today.
Let's rock today.
It blows my mind that Richard Linklater directed that movie. Like, I know that, but I always get...
Yeah, Richard Linklater is a very such talented person. Yeah,
yeah. I love his movies. What else has he done? The Before Sunrise trilogy.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Dazed and Confused.
Mm-hmm. His new movie, Everybody Gets Some, was pretty good.
I liked
it. I loved Everybody Gets Some.
It was great.
Or no, Everybody Wants Some.
Yeah, thank you.
I love that fucking movie.
Man. I didn't see it, of course.
It's like a college... like. You just have to see it. It's like a slice of life movie. You would like it, Clayton. It's kind of sports based, like it's baseball college, but still good. You like
good.
It.
Good one.
Well, should we call it? That was really fun. We have to do this again. This can
Is
go.
Is that the last one we're ending on?
I think so. Or does anyone have a...
And does anyone have a quick
Maddie,
one that
one?
They were just dying
I
of
was
it off
like,
their chest?
I was... Can we maybe like end on a TV, like maybe Parks and Rec?
Sure.
Or... yeah. I was thinking, like, I had Parks and Rec I wanted to do. I had the OC, which maybe is just Sandy.
I don't know it. I don't know
And then...
I'm picking
Alicia
Barton.
Yeah, let's do Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Can we do that one?
I had Buffy on my list, even though I've only seen, like, two episodes.
I also had it on my list, but I'm
Sandy
also, like...
Sandy couldn't just assign us all the characters.
But I'm also, like, I've never really been, like, oh, that's the Buffy character I am, you know, despite it being my favorite show.
I was trying to think of... Because I was like, well, if it's just me and Jordy, we're going to do, like, all 80s stuff. I was like, what would the girls like? And I put Sailor Moon on my list too.
We did this Halloween costume last year.
I remember that. I did a quiz and I got Sailor Jupiter, just for the record.
I love that for you.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah. I did a quiz.
I would have thought more of a Mercury for you, but Jupiter is good.
You're Mars, right?
Absolutely.
You're
I don't know. I wasn't allowed to watch it as a child. I was told it was too inappropriate.
I think he would be. I think he would be Serena. I think he'd be the Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Whoa. Oh.
The cat's name was Luna, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
You'd do we want to do one last one of Parks Sailor and Rec, Venus. Or should we?
Yeah, Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Who are you?
Oh shit.
That's you. You're up.
Fucking Andy, probably.
Mouse rat.
I was in the pit.
I don't know. I think I have a little bit of Leslie in me,
mm-hmm.
but also crossed with probably
April.
April, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, maybe that's a boring answer, but I think that's it.
No, a boring answer would be Anne.
Anne Perkins?
I love Anne Perkins. She's, what about Chris Traeger? I'm not Chris Traeger, but I love him. I love him. I named my tragus piercing after him. It's Chris Traeger.
Hilarious.
That is literally hilarious.
That is literally the funniest
thing
ever.
The best thing I've ever heard.
I literally would be...
Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson.
Oh, yes. Love that.
And I've never even seen that show that much.
Oh, you're totally wrong.
You could be the Tammys. The ex-girl, the ex-wives.
The Tammys. Yeah. No, Tammy just one, Tammy, Tammy two. Yeah.
Which one is Megan Mullan?
Tammy two.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, that's perfect for you.
Tammy two or Anne...
Is the Don't Be Suspicious thing from...
Yeah, I was going to say, or John Ralphio.
Is that from the show?
John Ralphio.
From I'm the worst!
Don't Be Suspicious?
Yeah, it is.
Is that?
Don't
yeah.
Be Suspicious? Don't it's John Ralphio suspicious. And his Fuck sister after oh, they yeah. fake his death for insurance money and they walk through the cemetery where his tombstone is.
Jenny Slate as the... as
Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa.
Money, please! Maybe a little bit of Ben. I just love Adam
so
much.
Oh, Ben Wyatt. You know, I might be Ben Wyatt, too.
Remember
Cones of Dunshire?
Who's the guy in the first season?
Mark.
What? Mark.
Yeah, Mark Brandanowitz.
Brandanowitz.
Yeah. So boring.
Yeah.
First season was not very good. Hey?
No,
it really needed a.
They knew it too.
So. Although when Leslie falls in the pit.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Okay, quickly, Ghostbusters. Who's who? I'm Egon. Called it.
Slimer.
I'm the secretary.
Oh, Annie Potts. Janine.
Sandeep.
I'll just be one of the ghosts. Just take me up.
The librarian ghost.
Library
there
ghost.
You go. Yeah. Ooh. It's 2020.
That
just
freaked me out when me I was out, a please. Child. Freaked me out. Fuck, man.
All right, are we calling it? We're running out of steam. That was great. Thank you guys for coming and being on the show.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. It was fun.
Doing this hilarious game.
Very fun. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming, you guys.
So thanks to Sandeep and Maddie for being our guests. Thanks to Uncle Dan for our music, my sister Amanda for our graphics. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
These are our guests.
Sandeep
and Maddie.
This has been the Props Cast.
Bye. Bye. Bye.